Welcome to Pancreatic Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Andrew Cove from the University of California, Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center in San Francisco. And to begin, he discussed the patient from his practice.
She's a really lovely 45-year-old woman, previously quite healthy overall, presented with some obstructive jaundice symptoms, some mild non-volitional weight loss, not too much abdominal pain. So she underwent a diagnostic workup. Liver function tests were abnormal, including an elevated bilirubin. So that led to imaging, including an abdominal ultrasound, followed by a CT scan, which showed a pancreatic head mass with double duct sign, meaning dilatation of both the pancreatic and biliary ducts.
And before you kind of get more into her case, I'm just kind of curious, she is very young. Anything going on in terms of epidemiology or pathogenesis of pancreatic cancer of interest?
Yeah, I mean, pancreatic cancer is definitely still on the increase incidence-wise. And based on projections, it's going to be the second leading cause of cancer-related mortality in the United States, probably by the end of this decade.
Wow.
That's in part based on the aging of our population. But there is also, it seems, a little bit of even control for age, some increased incidence. And so we are seeing patients even at younger ages present. In those kind of situations, we do ask ourselves whether there might be any hereditary predisposition to cancer. But other exogenous factors might come into play for sure, are related to smoking, diabetes, chronic pancreatitis, other aspects that might increase a person's risk for pancreatic cancer.